Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jerry G. Martin. Today we're bringing you a message about holiness. The Bible says, follow peace with all men, and without holiness, no one can see God. It is a state of being. It is a lifestyle that God is requiring of every believer that follows Him. In the Bible, God says, be holy, for I am holy. That's the challenge for every believer today. Pastor Jackie is bringing us a word from the Lord on what it's like to live holy and what it's like to be holy. Stay tuned after today's message, and I'm going to let you know how you can connect with us at The Light of the World and be a part of one of our services. Grab a hold of your Bibles and come and go with us as we continue to walk in the light of God's Word.
Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12, starting at the 14th verse. The scripture says, make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. I want to take a few minutes to kind of recap from last week so I can make sure that we are all on the same page this morning. The Bible said through Moses, God spoke to his people and he said, be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. We see in that passage of scripture that God didn't give them an option, but he gave them a command to be holy. Both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament stress the importance of cultivating a personal holiness in the lives of every believer. In 1 Peter chapter 1, at the 15th verse, it says this, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Now, in the Hebrew translation of the word holy, it is holiness. It has to do with being set apart, separated, different, and dedicated. See, we see the absolute moral purity of God's character that sets God apart from all things. It makes him different from all creation, every living creation that we see now on the earth. There is no one like God. There is not another God that we talk about that is like the Creator God, God himself. Now, we may erect another God, but he's not going to be like God. Amen? There is no stain of sin in him. What it means that there's no sin in God. As a matter of fact, he cannot sin. He is pure. He is, the Bible says, he is holy. He is the standard of righteousness. He is a cut above everything. He is a holy God. But in our text, he tells us that we are to be what? Holy. We learned that last week. We ought to be holy because God says that we should be holy. Now, let me give you an expanded definition of holiness. Holiness is the habit of being of one mind with God in accordance as we find his mind describes in the scriptures. It is the habit of agreeing in God's judgment, hating what he hates, loving what he loves, and measuring everything in this world by the standard of God's word. Now, when we look at our text this morning, it says, make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy, but without holiness, no man can see the Lord. As a matter of fact, Paul is the one that penned this text. He was speaking of holiness, a holiness from which we need to strive after. We are to make every effort to be holy. And then he says, without holiness, Paul said that nobody, no man, no woman is going to see the Lord. Now, that may seem like a difficult task in the light of God's holiness himself. But when the scripture speaks of holiness, it also speaks of the holiness that we have in Christ, God before. And then it talks about not just the holiness that we have in Christ, our Lord, but it is also talking about the holiness that we are to strive for. See, the two aspects of holiness complements one another. Our salvation is under holiness. So what Paul was doing, he was strongly encouraging them to pursue peace and holiness. And when we think about what he's talking about their sanctification. So Paul says, I need you to pursue it. That word effort means to pursue. Pursue after holiness. The word pursue means to follow, means to press hard after. To pursue with earnestness and diligence in order to obtain it. To go after it with a desire of obtaining it. In other words, he says, listen, you need to keep your eyes on holiness. It is something that you can obtain. And that's where we get the pursuit of holiness from, because it is something we need to go after. We are to strive for our spiritual development. In other words, we ought to strive to grow deeper in the Lord. We ought to strive to have the mind of Christ. We ought to strive to know the will of the Lord for our lives. We ought to strive to align ourselves with God and his purpose for our life. In other words, you have to pursue after it. It is not going to automatically happen. You have to pursue holiness. Part of the pursuit of holiness is drawing near to God, getting closer to him, wanting to have an intimate relationship with God. Now, the passage tells us to make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. See, peace and holiness go together. They're like partners. What he's saying, he said, be at peace with the men and women that are in your life, but at the same time, I need you to pursue holiness. Now, why holiness? Why does God say we have to be holy? Because he is holy. What is the purpose for holiness? Why does Apostle Paul say to us, without holiness, no man is going to see the Lord? This morning, I want to give you a few reasons why holiness is a must-have for the believer. It is imperative for the believer to be holy. So one of the things that God said to us, God commands that the Christians be holy. See, God is calling us to be holy. Holiness is not an option. See, the God who created the universe, he cares so much about you that he wants an intimate relationship with you. And because the Father God is holy, he wants the children of God to be holy. He wants us to be like him. He cares about the state of your soul. He cares about your life. So therefore, because God cares, he has commanded us to be holy. I don't know about you, but you know what it's like raising kids. And we tell them, we give them some instruction. And they always come back with the why. Well, why do I have to do that? Why do I have to do it like this? And so sometimes we come before the Lord. Well, why do I have to be holy? It seems like it is impossible to be holy. But the Lord is saying that the why is because I am holy. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 7 says this, for God did not call you to be impure, but he called you to live a holy life. what Paul was wanting to say to the Thessalonian church at that moment. Instead of saying, stay sexually pure, he did not say, he wanted to kind of motivate them. He did not say to them, watch out because God's going to get you. But what Paul was doing, Paul was reminding them of their identity in Christ. He has not called them to be impure, but to live holy. He says, listen, let me listen. Y'all might be doing this in your life, but let me remind you of who you are in Christ. He didn't call you to live like that. He didn't call you to live unpure. He didn't call you to put your hand into unclean things. But what he called you to live is to live a holy life. So Paul was reminding them of who we are in Christ. And we have to be reminded time after time who we are in Christ. We got to be reminded of our DNA. We got to be reminded of what Christ has done for us. We got to be reminded of our identity and how he has already created us to be holy. Because the enemy will tell you that you can be something else other than holy. So this morning I'm here to remind you of who you are in Christ. See, holiness is an evidence of our justification. Justification is the sinner being declared righteous by God through God's grace through faith. In other words, when you get saved, God has already declared you righteous. He's declared you righteous. Why? Because you have given your life to him by grace. He has extended his grace. And through your faith in Jesus Christ, once you give your life to him, he says that you are righteous by him. Then holiness is the evidence of our sanctification. So the sanctification is what? Sanctification is the purification process that we have in our lives. To the Corinthians, Paul was speaking to them. He said, to the church of God in Corinth, this is what he said, those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy people. So that word sanctify means to be made holy. It is through Christ we are made holy. We stand before God, and we are called to be holy in our daily lives. So when you give your life to Christ, he stamps you and say, holy.
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/TheLow, L-O-W, humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook, or you can follow us on Instagram at The Low Humble, T-H-E-L-O-W, Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms, and then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to The Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through his divine power at The Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.